88.5 KCSN. It's Jeff Penfield, joined by Ages and Ages today. Here in studio right now with me are Tim and Rob, playing some great songs, and they're going to be playing tonight at the Bootleg. They've got a new album out called Something to Ruin. First of all, thanks so much for coming on in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Now, one of the big stories, you know, you start looking around and looking at what's going on, where you kind of got inspiration for this album. You see that you spent some time in South America, and then you came back to Portland, which is your hometown, and you kind of started seeing some of the differences. And how did that affect what themes ended up being in there?
Yeah, it was more like just sort of seeing the two very extreme things happening, right? We're down in like different parts of Central and South America and seeing some of the old ruins and the way they've been sort of engulfed by nature. And then we go back to our hometown, which is being engulfed by growth and development, and just sort of comparing those that are you can't miss it if you're living in Portland, the changes that are happening right now, much like other cities across the country and across the world. So we basically built a lot of, you know, a lot of the things that were just on our minds and both filling us with happiness, dismay, hope, frustration, anxiety, and put it on a record.
So it was like a starting point, and just from there kind of spread out. It kind of just led from one thing to the next thing in terms of what you were writing about.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, a lot of times you already sort of have all kinds of feelings and you want to put them in songs, but we used these experiences to sort of create a common thread.
Left at day one.
album, you also kind of expanded out what instrumentation you use, because in the past you used to just use a little more on the traditional instrumentation side. You didn't really get into I think the way I saw it described is kind of like artificial sounds. So how did that kind of get into the mix?
Well, again, a lot of the growth we're seeing just sort of reminded us, you know, we're seeing a lot of like green turn to concrete in Portland, and so we kind of see nature versus the synthetic sort of human's version of progress, and we wanted to throw that on the record too, in terms of like you've got stringed acoustic instruments or pianos and stuff like that versus more electronic and synthetic, which we wanted to just sort of like compete with each other in a way.
Yeah, I think we wanted it to sound a little bit broken, you know, like the keyboards, and we wanted everything to be a little mangled here and there, just I guess kind of to the visual metaphor of seeing things being torn down and deconstructed, but also just because it sounds cool. But
well, yeah, of course, that's always helpful. It sounds cool, but at the same time, it does reflect what you're talking about in the lyrics. You know, you were able to kind of match both together, which you really hear throughout the album. I mean, it's just amazing how that worked out. Were there any kind of unexpected themes that you kind of got that kind of came along the way as well?
Unexpected themes.
I think they're kind of all a little unexpected.
Yeah, I personally found that, you know, recording a record is a lot like sort of going to a new therapist or something. Just sort of digging in yet again and trying to really pick apart a lot of the stuff that's going on inside, which is, I guess, revealing in many ways and positive, but in other ways, pretty difficult and strange, because you're always sort of reinventing yourself a little bit and trying to sort of get at what is the truth right now, even if what the truth is right now isn't what it was 2 years ago when you did your last record.
change and I have no attachment at all. I only want to see it as it is. I know even my pulse it'll pass. None of this gonna last. So I treat it like it ain't even mine. So I don't ever need to react. Much I could fit in my pocket, and none was ever mine to control. Not even once had I ever attempted to know. All as it is, see it rise, let it pass. You're gonna find your peace and anonymity. Find your peace and anonymity. All of it all, the less I try, the less I try, and it adds up more than ever before, and I could relate to it all, the less I try. There's only so much I could fit in my pocket. No one's ever mind or control. Not even once had I ever attempted to know. All as it is, see it rise, let it pass. You're gonna find your peace and anonymity. Find your peace and anonymity. All
into where you're going now. At this point, you have the record, it's out, and you're going to be you're hitting the road now. You started out in San Francisco last night, now you're down here in LA, and you've got an extended tour coming up, including at least a few nights at home in Portland, which is nice to hear, before you really hit the road. I mean, how do you prepare for a long tour like this? What did you get into in terms of either mentally or physically what you had to do together as a band?
Practice. I had to finish all my little home projects.
Yeah, I mean, there's the music side of that answer, and then there's the just psychological living with five other people in a, you know, 12-by-6-foot room called Ford Econoline 350. That's by the way, that's a promo right there. We get
we get a check from Ford
every time we say that. So that's a totally different experience. We all love each other. It's great, but it doesn't matter how much you love each other when you're, you know, in a room that small for 8 hours a day or whatever. It's pretty interesting.
All of my enemies came at once. No patience left we had enough. I still I see so much left unresolved, and I wanna leave it all.
What can fans expect heading out to the Bootleg tonight for your show?
They can expect us to play our instruments and sing into the microphones loudly, fervently, and with as much passion as we can muster.
Anything different or new from anyone who's seen you before? Other than the songs, obviously.
I think we reinterpret songs a little bit every time we, you know, refresh them. You know, it's, you know, you drop them for a year and a half and you have to play them again, and we'll try this a little differently. So nothing crazy different, but you'll hear it. We don't just reproduce the record.
It'll be ages and ages. You'll have some of the songs I may be familiar with, but definitely some of the new songs, and as we hear today, definitely some interesting ways that you can interpret it as well. Because we were even here, you guys were talking back and forth about, what if we did this to make it a little bit more like this? And it's always amazing to see a band care so much about their music and really even tweaking it along the way. It's a living thing at the end of the day. So thank you so much for joining us today. Again, it's Ages and Ages here. Bootleg Theater tonight. Something to Ruin is the new album. It's 88.5 KCSN.